I got a bunch of Christmas like ties. Like,
these guys' lights up. He's like, oh, know it.
I got it.
My lights are up, too.
My lights are up. I put them up the day after Thanksgiving. I got to make sure I give them.
Call to order Board of Works for November 26th. Need approval of the minutes from November 12th.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Department head reports. Parks Department.
I spoke with Cheryl Carrico this morning. I have sent the findings of the Greg Park DNR. They had some issues, not issues, but had some points that they wanted to review. We do not have them back yet, and they think because of the later date, Christmas holidays, they'd like to push back the pre-bid meeting for the 1st of January and the bid opening on our board of works in January, probably the 14th would be the pre-bid. But everything's still in line. We feel that if we get the bids open January, that'll give us the end of June. That gives us all February, April, May, and June to get the project completed.
Okay.
That's all.
Good.
Okay. Police Department.
Dusty Looking, Vincent's Police Department. The Police Department is continuing our yearly training as we get close to the end of the year, kind of wrapping up some of our things there, such as the emergency vehicle driving, which will be coming up here in the next month and a half. And obviously that's something that's important for us to do to keep our insurance down and to also make sure that the guys are up on their emergency driving skills. So that's coming up. The other thing I want to mention, obviously with the holiday season, we want to remind the public to protect their purchases. Keep in mind, you know, locking their doors, don't leave items of value visible in vehicles. Something people don't think about sometimes is to be aware of what they put out in the trash. If you get a new 65-inch UHD TV, you may not want to stick that box out at the road because that kind of advertises that you may have new equipment in the house. We also always like to mention that to be careful about social media posts about vacationing during the holidays, and we would remind the public that we are always willing to, if they will call in, do drive-bys while they are out of town, and keep an eye to make sure that nothing was suspicious in the area.
Great.
Okay, thanks.
That's Dustin. Next is street and sanitation, Bryce.
We're in our third week of cleaning up week. Well, a lot of weeks. A lot of work.
And they're blowing everywhere.
They are.
Yes, they are.
Than what you raked yesterday is down at your neighbor's.
That's right.
It's nice.
Steve's are at my house. City engineer.
Main Street Phase 1 is going strong. It's a muddy mess out there, but it's going. Laying pipe still. Main Street Phase 2 is under contract with RKW, and I just gave notice to proceed this week, I think, today. So that work, that design work is getting started. I'm under contract negotiations for Main Street Phase 3 at Washington Avenue. Main Street Phase 3 is under discussion with Lockmiller Group, and Washington Avenue is in consideration with United Consulting. And we have awarded 6th of Main, parking lot 6th of Main 2.0 to Kearns Excavating, and notice to proceed is likely December 3rd, next Monday.
Great.
Okay. That's right, Pete. No old business. Move on to new business. First up is sub-recipient agreement, SIDC. This is not Jimmy, though.
Hi, Audrey Conlon, SIDC project specialist. I have a sub-recipient agreement. This would be between Southern Indiana Development Commission and the City of Vincennes. This is for the grant administration program delivery, lead-based paint, and environmental review services for the owner-occupied housing rehabilitation grant. It's funded by the Indiana Housing and Community Development Authority that we're putting in for December 17th. The subrecipient, the admin services compensation to commission, that's totaling $82,950. That's for grant admin, program delivery, lead-based paint, and environmental review services. This is only contingent upon the award of the grant, and the date is goes through October of 2020. And we're just asking if the city would...
This is just like we did last time. We did the owner-occupied.
I'd like to take a look at it.
We've got that in our packet. And I think the city's commitment is like $39,000.
Yes,
that is the city's commitment. So okay. This is the same as the owner-occupied that we did a few years ago.
Yes.
Okay. I'll make a recommendation that we approve the subrecipient agreement presented by Southern Indiana Development Commission.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. You need any of those back?
I need, if I could get signatures.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get them here. I'll get them out there.
Okay. Yeah. And then I'll make sure, I'll take them both back with me, and then I'll get our board to sign them and make sure that you guys have an original.
Okay.
We'll sign them as soon as me.
Thank you.
Next is ADA curb ramp right of entry agreement. Mr. Sprague.
Is that your packet?
I think,
yes.
Yes.
This is a right of entry agreement, so it now can do two curb ramps. One is at the corner of 35 and one is at 45. In order to properly construct those two ramps, they have to encroach onto city property. This allows them to perform that work at those two corners. It has an ADA package going out, I think, in the spring for construction of next year. It's basically all the curb ramps from 6th and Willow to 6th and Vigo to the bridge. It does not include resurfacing. It's just the curb ramps in preparation of a future paving package, which is yet to be determined. So this allows them to do these two curb ramps.
And they're not there currently, or they're...
No, they are there, but they're not compliant.
They're not compliant, okay. All right. So I'll move that we approve the right of entry agreement for ADA curb ramp improvement as recommended by Mr. Sprague.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, JP.
See, we spell his name with a Q now.
And then last thing is next year's holiday schedule, which we just follow the federal schedule, so.
Okay.
Just in a motion.
So no change from last year other than the actual dates.
Right.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the 2019 holiday schedule as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
And nothing else, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.
So our next meeting is on the 10th.
We have one December.